The Rush brings in the name of the Maram in Württemberg that if a person heard Shmur and the Shmur Chokha at night, we say Miksa Yom Kekula even at night, and it's considered Kechol Hayom. Even though, as it relates to Avelis of Shiva, we don't say Miksa Halayla Kekula, only in the seventh day, Miksa Yom Kekula. So he said, because there you need Svira, because it's 7 days, Svira. And the Gemara says Megillah, as it relates to Zava, that you need Svira by your mama. And therefore, the Shiva will only, you'll only say Miksa Yom Kekula in the day, but for Shmur Rechoka, which is only 1 day, even the Shmur Balayla would be sufficient. So it would seem that the Maram in Württemberg holds that it's not based on the locha of there's not a locha of yom for Shmur Rechoka. All you need is shor achas is sufficient. Even the lashon gemara therefore is difficult because the Gemara says miksa yom kekula. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in Torah Sa'odom says, in general, we say mixes halayla kakulo, not only if it's by yom. The Maram Rutmuk says we only say it for Shmur v'choyka, but if it'll be at the end of Shiva, it'll be kakuay yom. But the Ramban is of the opinion that in general, mixes halayla will be kakulo, even to end of Shiva. Now, in this halacha, we have to also understand what when the Gemara tells us, and Avchav, when he heard that his parents died, he told his shamish amelah shamish chlotzli min oli v'holich kli achray lebeis hamerchatz, and the Gemara says the shmamin atlas. Shmamina aval osu ben ilas hasandal, u'shmamina shmur rechoka eno helix yom echad, u'shmamina mixed yom kekulo. So the Ramban in Torah Adam asks, what's the shmamina about ilas hasandal? Of course we know that aval is also ben ilas hasandal. So the Ramban answers that the commercial is that it's sufficient with chlitzis hatsandal. And that is opposed to all the other yud aleph hilchas avelas. In other words, he doesn't have to be misatef, and he doesn't have to, doesn't go to home to be kofis or mita, and so on. That it was sufficient with chlitzis hatsandal itself. And after that, the Avelis was over, and immediately after that, he went to the Beis HaMelchatz. So the Rav explained that this halacha is that you have to, but in terms of Chlitzis HaSandal, we would have thought that Chlitzis HaSandal is only one of the Isurei Avelis. But to say Miksa Yom Kekulo, you need a Kima Avelis. So you see that the Chlitzis HaSandal is also a Kima Avelis. It's both an Isur and a Kima Avelis, and therefore that's sufficient to say mixes hayom kekulo. And according to what we spoke about the Maharam Mevutmug, who says that you say only by Shmur Rechoka mixes yom kekulo even at night, but otherwise it has to be by yom, it would seem that the locha is, we said before, it's only a locha of shor achas. It's not a locha of the whole yom. And that's why, according to the Maharam Mevutmug, it'll be sufficient even by Laila.